The Chinese have apparently been quite provocatively parking their satellites next to other communication satellites belonging to Western powers. The Russians have been doing similar things, haven't they?
Yes. So we call those snuggler satellites. So that snuggle up next to a commercial or a military satellite and have a good poke around. Yes, that is extremely worrying. And, you know, I think that as governments look at what capabilities need to be on orbit to either prevent or protect, that is one of the biggest threats, because once you have a sort of snuggler satellite that can creep around without really being spotted, you now have the ability to introduce a whole lot of different threats to the space domain.
So these snugglers, what do they do? Do they sort of crawl all over you like some sort of unwanted suitor, and examine your technology, or do they try to interfere with your signals?
So let's talk about two different things. One is what they have done to date, and the other one is what they could do. Right now, it's partly a technology demonstration. Can we get an object on orbit that can really get close to some of these very, very important satellites that are up there in space? So that's the technology. And I would think that at this point, they've got cameras on board, and they're probably having a very good look at what's there. They may have other technologies on there which could provide future capability, or they may be building new satellites, new snuggler satellites that can get up there and do different things. They could do RF interference from very close by. They could do kinetic damage from very close by. Now you don't need a rocket to launch something from the ground. You can launch, you know, the equivalent of a Gatling gun from 20 yards away and destroy the satellite. The most effective way is to disable a satellite without creating debris is to simply grapple the satellite and tow it away from Earth and fling it out into space. So that is a way of disabling your opponent's capability without damaging the orbital arc to the extent that it's no longer usable by either yourself or anybody else. That is a big concern for sure. But as you say, there are other things that can be done. You can specifically damage parts of a satellite from very close by without creating debris, or without creating much debris. So you can damage the batteries, for example, or the antennas or the solar panels. So there are a lot of things that could be done by these number of satellites, and that's got a lot of people very concerned.
No, absolutely, because there's also these other threats, aren't there? I mean, you mentioned people potentially putting Gatling guns on satellites. Some people are talking about putting lasers on satellites, which obviously can directly interfere with many of the signaling systems that you're using, can't they?
Laser technology has come a long way. I don't think we're quite at the point of the James Bond cutting through the middle of satellites, but we're certainly headed in that direction. So lasers are also an interesting weapon, if you can get it to the right point, to burn out components within a satellite without destroying the bus itself.
Yeah, and doing those sorts of things. People have even talked about grilling, haven't they? They've talked about reprogramming a satellite so that the solar arrays actually overheat and start to fry the satellite.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of individual pieces that can be attacked, and hence all of the satellite operators are working very hard on their cyber posture to see how they can prevent anybody else from getting inside. So it's a very dangerous time for all of us if we don't get ahead of this.
And that, when you talk about their cyber posture, these snuggling satellites coming up close to them, they're not the ones trying to do the cyber attack. The cyber attack is being done via hackers through ground stations and then up to the satellite. Is that the only way that you can get onto a satellite via a cyber attack?
I think that's the conventional thinking. I would postulate that if I was putting a snuggler satellite up into space, that I would be trying to find some way to do local access through the RF systems over a distance of meters rather than thousands of kilometers. So I think that today the efforts to interfere with satellites through cyber are almost 100% through the ground, but I do think that there's going to be efforts in the near future to do it from snuggler satellites or something similar to that. Interruption of the flow of data, I think, is one aspect, and I think that's fairly simple to achieve. The probably more devastating aspect would be to insert false data into the data stream, if you are able to get into that. And I think that we're very close to that being readily possible, readily doable. And so that's, in my mind, much more dangerous, much more devastating by putting in false data.
Which is a practice known as spoofing.
Yes. So yeah, there's a lot of things you can do.